You are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha, bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What?
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Yeah.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
You ready?
Yeah.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
I'm still loving The Mandalorian.
I love it. So I think we gave episode one like a 10, but episode two I feel like might have even been better than episode one.
Really? See, I feel like a little bit of a letdown.
You did?
I really did.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm still, the first, are we calling these episodes like Mandalorian episode one?
Yeah, I think they call them episodes.
Which is odd because in the movies, episode seven is a movie.
Mm, yeah.
It's kind of confusing.
I'd have to look it up, but I don't know.
I'm a little curious. Anyway, so Mandalorian part one, whatever they're calling it, it ends, you know, dramatic fashion. You see Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Episode two, part two, I'm picturing, you know, him flying off the planet, diving deeper into the story, discovering more information. And I feel like all it was the disintegration of a couple Jawas.
Yes.
And more interaction with I've Spoken.
Yeah.
So,
which,
like,
is good. But,
but I don't feel like the story went anywhere.
Baby Yoda using Force?
Okay, that is huge. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I get that, but I assume that too because it's Baby Yoda.
It was like a transition episode. The way I view it is, it got us to view the Mandalorian as a father figure to this Baby Yoda. You know what I mean? Like, it was building up a rapport between the two of them, I think, and making us kind of feel a little, I don't know. I mean, I guess you're already on the Mandalorian side. But to feel like, well, maybe this guy's not such a bad guy because he seemed very
protective. Up front. Well, I think that's the whole thing, right? I mean, he comes across as a bounty hunter. He's killing people.
Yeah.
But he's going to have a soft side.
Right.
Disney's going to play that card where, is he good? Is he bad? So ultimately, I think he's going to be good, right?
So you're, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not. This is not Breaking Bad. This is a Disney Star Wars cartoon or TV show.
I follow you.
So your theory was,
I have another theory, that, by the way, but yeah,
okay.
This was a big one.
Okay, so your theory was that it's Yoda. It is a
clone
of Yoda.
Yes,
because if you do the math, 50 years old. If you go back 50 years, he would have been hanging around the clones at that time.
Right,
the clones would have been around.
Well, the clone army had been ordered by somebody on the Jedi Council.
Right. So there's contact with clones from the Jedi's.
Right.
The timeline works. It looks just like Yoda. I don't know if that's racist, if I think, you know, because I think all of those aliens look the same. But to me, dead ringer. Did somebody just walk through the door?
I don't think so.
I'm going to go check.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back and not murdered.
Yes.
Which is important. So we're talking about Yoda and your theory that he is a clone.
Yes.
Because he looks just like Yoda. And now we know he has Force abilities. Did you see what I sent you?
I did.
So the doctor, his name is Dr. Pershing.
Yes.
Who was the doctor next to the bounty hunter guy, the guy that Mandalorian got the thing from.
Right.
He had an emblem on the side of his
thing. See, I didn't see that watching it live.
Yeah, that looks exactly like the emblem that the clones are wearing in episode two, I think is what it is. If that's not something, then I don't know what is.
Well, I mean, he was a doctor that walked in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, to me, I put that together pretty quick.
It's pretty impressive. And this is evidence that it's maybe
I
right.
Like it.
But what's your new theory?
Here's my new theory. So tonight, I'm watching The Mandalorian part one, part two with the kids. And we still had a little bit of time before the kids went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So next in chronological order is episode seven. Am I correct?
Yes.
Am I correct?
The Force Awakens.
Yes.
Yes.
So I popped on that. I mean, we've watched The Mandalorian multiple times now.
Right.
Episode one, episode two, part one, part two, multiple times.
Right.
So tonight we do part one, part two, and I thought, well, let me just bounce over to episode seven, Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I play it. The first guy that we see is the old guy that gives the information, passes it over the thing.
Yeah.
Do we know who that old guy is?
No.
I feel like he could be this bounty hunter.
He could be the Mandalorian?
Yes. That we see the whole transition of him as a bounty hunter because we see over and over and over, like, do you ever take your helmet off? No, Mandalorians don't take their helmet off.
Right.
That he advances to the point where maybe he leaves his bounty hunter ways behind him and now he's part of the resistance.
Rebellion.
Yeah. Because the timeline might make sense for that too, because you fast forward another
20 something.
Who knows,
years.
30, 40 years, right? Yeah, we don't know exactly how long that timeline is.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you probably.
We also don't know how old the Mandalorian is.
Well, that's true,
too. He could be 45 years old.
That's right.
So if it's 25 plus
40, 65, 70.
Yeah, it kind of works.
I just think it makes sense. And Disney, they're forward thinking enough. And, you know, if that guy didn't have a backstory for them to say, okay, well, let's play this backstory.
So I guess the question is Baby Yoda going to die? Because why isn't Baby Yoda in The Force Awakens?
Or The Last Jedi.
Yes.
Well, maybe he's not of the Jedi Order, but he can still control the Force.
But you think he'd be useful in the situation?
Well, I agree, but that's the whole thing with training Anakin. Well, he's too
will
old,
he
sh-
will
he's
he
too
show
old to
up,
become a Jedi.
Will he show up in the next movie?
Oh, I didn't even think
maybe
about
like,
that.
Like just prime of life, like 100-year-old, 75-year-old Yoda.
Well, at that point, he might be like teenage Yoda.
Yeah, it's like, so like teenage Yoda shows up.
Dude.
Starts kicking butt.
Don't they say there is another or something like that in, man, episode 8 was
awful. It was
screwy.
A dumpster fire. Yeah. It was the worst Star Wars.
That's saying something.
I know, and that's what I'm saying.
There was a lot of great parts.
There are a couple of cool scenes. The cinematography was cool.
Yeah.
The story was crap.
Yeah.
He murdered the whole thing. It's like J.J. Abrams set up all of these dominoes, you know, just perfectly ready to fall, and this guy just, instead of, like, dropping them like they were supposed to, he just, like, lit them on fire, you know?
Okay. Well, back to The Mandalorian. I think that this old guy could be The Mandalorian fast forward 20
all
years
right.
or whatever.
Yeah.
I have nothing to back that on other than tonight when we're zipping through the episodes, I went ahead and played that, and that's like the first guy that you see.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? That could be him.
Yeah.
Because we don't know his backstory, right?
That guy, no.
Yeah.
Because there's part of it's like, wait a minute, who is this guy?
Because Kylo Ren's like, you know, look how much you've aged.
Yeah, yeah,
you
Kylo.
Know, look how old you've become.
Yeah, there's definitely history there.
Yeah, so, you know, we might see some of that.
That's fascinating.
If I'm the first one to say this.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody else. I've not read it anywhere.
No.
If this is true,
crown me
the king of...
Well, if he's a clone of Yoda and you picked it up like immediately, that's impressive.
Yes.
And if this is true, that would be something too. And it works and you could make it make sense. Like, people wouldn't just like lose their... crap
no.
if they it would be a nice little tie-in.
Right.
Unless, obviously, the end of this series ends with the Mandalorian dying or something. I hope that's not the case. I hope we have 10 seasons of the Mandalorian, but...
Yeah. No, it's...
it's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
It's very exciting.
My favorite part of all of part two is the egg.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
When they slice the egg open and they reveal
like,
the nacho
cheese stuff.
Like,
what are they doing with this thing, you know? And
yeah.
then they're just... It was all just to eat it.
They're
gross.
Like, all sticking their hands in it.
Yeah. I will say, so I'm a big fan of the TV show The Toys That Made Us.
Yes.
And whoever's in charge of toys for Star Wars, like, really, really missed the ball. Because my girls, although they're older and they're not, like, really stuffed animal age, if we bought them a Baby Yoda that looked just like that thing, they would lose their crap. Because every time Baby Yoda was on the screen, they were like... They were like melting.
Yes.
It was like, it's like the cutest thing you've ever seen. It's like, and Erica looked it up on Amazon. We looked at Walmart. There's no Baby Yoda. It doesn't exist.
What?
This, I mean, it would be the toy, it would Tickle Me Yoda. It would be the toy of the year.
Tickle me, Yoda. Tickle me, you have. Mm. It gets creepy really quick.
Tickle me, you do. So, you know, I'm just saying, they really messed up. They could have made $1 billion off of that toy.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife, when we're watching it, she's like, I want a Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And she should be able to get one, but
yeah,
there's somewhere.
Well, she wants a real Baby Yoda.
Well.
My question is it going to poop on the floor like our dog?
The real Baby Yoda? Yeah, but it's a force abilities, so.
That might make it worse.
All right. Well, do you have anything else to say?
I don't know. I mean, I felt like the scene, the Mudhorn scene.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as great of a bounty hunter as he's supposed to be and the legend and the myth and all this stuff, I feel like he kind of wimped out on that a little.
This giant, you know, like devil creature.
Yeah, and but then he ends up killing it with just like a little knife blade in the side.
He's not a Jedi. He's like a normal guy. He's like the Batman of Star Wars.
I can see that. Gadgets, you know, little zip things.
Who wins in a fight, Batman or Boba Fett or the Mandalorian?
The Batman all day.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Batman's a fighter.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian, I think he's actually better with guns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Batman doesn't use guns.
Well, yeah.
But the Mandalorian uses guns, obviously. And I love the scene where he's disintegrating the Jawas.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, that's just great. Poof.
Yeah.
The clothes fall.
Yeah.
And seriously, can he not penetrate the fortress, the Jawa fortress?
Apparently not. Well, there's like a million of them.
Yeah, I know. But it just like, it felt like, once again, you're bounty hunter.
I think those are Star Wars rules that like a bunch of little things will always beat something bigger, like Ewoks. I just think there are. So actually, they broke a Star Wars rule in The Mandalorian, which was so episode one, when they're trying to get in that door during the shoot off. So you've got the two bounty hunters, the robot bounty hunter next to the Mandalorian, and he's trying to like rig it so he can get in the door.
Right.
In the Star Wars universe, there's a very easy way to open any door.
You shoot it.
You shoot the controls
and
the door automatically opens. That's a Star Wars rule. And the whole time I'm watching, I was like, why doesn't he just pull his blaster out and shoot it? Because that will definitely, what would Han Solo do? He would definitely do that. He did it in The Force Awakens, you know?
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
I mean, it would be a fire safety code. Like when the control panel thing, it defaults to open.
Sure. Yeah.
So that people inside can get out.
I'm just saying, in the Star Wars universe, if you want to open up any door,
you shoot the control panel.
You shoot the control panel and
that
it
makes
opens
a lot
up.
Of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why that didn't happen.
Well, anyway.
And why is the egg hairy?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
That's creepy.
Maybe because this species doesn't lay on the egg, and so it needs to be insulated. You know,
okay, I like that. Not,
you know, there it is.
The egg.
Those things are awesome. They're doing a great job. I have no complaints.
It's excellent so far in its totality. It's a perfect TV series.
So I
the soundtrack is perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about this is perfect.
So you drop your kids off at my house at 6:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Our family's going to be gone all weekend. Well, not all weekend, but Friday night and Saturday. And so we're not going to be able to watch Mandalorian until probably like the earliest we could watch it was maybe Sunday afternoon, maybe.
Right.
And so I told the kids that we're going to wake up Friday morning. I'm going to make pancakes. We're going to watch Mandalorian.
Do you know when it drops? Is it Friday at noon?
It had better drop in the morning because I guess I should look that up because that's our plan. We're just going to work. We're going to wake up early because a half an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and eat pancakes and watch The Mandalorian first thing in the morning. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Can I come?
Sure. Yeah. I told your daughter tonight, I said, if your dad wants to drop you guys off a little bit earlier, come over for pancakes and watch The Mandalorian with us. So, but I do have to find out when it drops.
Because sometimes things drop weird.
Right. Sometimes they drop at midnight. Sometimes, depending, like East Coast is a West Coast.
Well, Disney Plus didn't drop until like 6 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. 6 in the morning Eastern time.
And there are people just waiting for it.
We were. I tried to log on midnight the night before and it wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you have problems the first day?
A little bit, but it wasn't like a couple clicks and refreshes, it was fine.
So apparently, like the Disney Plus accounts, like there have been thousands of them that have already been hacked.
I saw that,
so that's not good. But they'll figure it out. They have more money than anybody, so they'll figure that out. All right, so that's Mandalorian Episode 2. We promise, because we never break our promises, that every week we will talk about The Mandalorian and give you our latest updates, spoilers, and predictions.
So far, we're one for one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as we know.
As far as we know. All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats. And never wear the blue sweats.
Oh, so, sit, move, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken. Way to go. Thank you.